Okay, hello everybody. My name is Shannon. Thank you for being here. We're going to have a awesome session today, the first podcast series on AI, and this session is going to be the basics, just so you can all understand what AI is. It's definitely a buzzword at the moment, and I want to try and break it down. And we're going to do this series, and it's going to have basically it's going to get better and better, and we're going to learn more advanced topics as we go along. But I just want to talk a little bit about myself and then we'll get right into it. And thanks everybody for tuning in and listening. So my name is Shannon Hart. I work for ETC, which is a company that helps small businesses in the community. And this is a big part of what we do. We teach AI with webinars and things like that. Now, where my background in small business, I've owned many businesses, one of them being a digital marketing agency many years ago. Now, when I first started, we didn't have a lot of these amazing tools, although I was lucky enough to sort of be at the forefront, and we started experiencing the very, very beginnings of what AI would be. This would probably be 3 or 4 years ago with something called Jarvis, but I won't get into the semantics. But basically, when I was in digital marketing, it's very hard because there's a lot of things you have to write. If you can imagine, every email, you have to write it. Every Facebook post is, you know, you have to write, put all the words and all the content in it. And this tool, which again was the beginning, it helped you write a lot easier, as I would say that. So you still had to write probably 100 words and it will make up 200-300. It was the basics of something that was going to be revolutionary to where we're at now in 2025. As time gone on, we started to see things sort of advance slightly in a lot of this space. And now where we are at right now in 2025, AI isn't coming, AI is here. So first of all, what is it? I mean, it's the buzzword AI, artificial intelligence. What is it? And I suppose the biggest thing is actually what can it do for you? So first of all, when people say AI being artificial intelligence, it refers to the development of these certain computer systems, right? Now, we don't want to get too crazy in terminology because I don't think it's actually that relevant. But essentially, the goal of it is that it takes data. So imagine all those websites and all that information that's out there on the internet for all the years. It takes all that data and it can help you in creating whatever you need. Maybe email, it may be you need help writing a story, or you might need help writing content. And it takes all that data that it has, because that has a super big brain, and it outputs it. Now, this is a little bit different to Google. Now, we all know Google. 93% of Australians use it, and they'll still use Google. Google's not going to go anywhere anytime soon. But the difference with Google is, if you can imagine, Google is like a phone book. Right. If I was to Google, say, best painter in my area, Google is basically, in very basic terms, it's just giving you, here's the painters in your area. You click on them and it goes to their website, which is kind of like their showroom, and it has information on that business. And if I was to Google, what's the best way to paint my wall? It is going to do the same thing. It's going to, again, like a phone book, take you to a painter's website, and hopefully that painter's website has that information on it. And that's how Google has worked for many years. I know that's very simplifying it, but that's what it is. It's called an indexing tool. Now, the AI tools that you've heard about now, and if you haven't, then we're going to talk about them today, like ChatGPT, for instance, they're not an indexing tool in the standard sense. What they are actually doing is something different. When you type in the same question, you know, how do I paint my wall? The AI is going to scour with its big brain through the entirety of the internet, and it's going to come back with the most relevant response because the AI understands the language, i.e. what you put into it. So ChatGPT, if those of us that haven't used it, and I strongly recommend you using it, it's free. It's basically very similar to Google. It looks like Google. It's just you open it up. It's got one simple bar, just like Google. They've done that for a reason, to make us all sort of get slowly familiar with it. And you can put any information in there. You ask it a question and it will give you back the output data. But again, it's not indexing a website. It is finding that information and it is giving it to you. Now, the advantage of this is a few things, right? Especially for our main topic, which is going to be for business owners, is that information that it outputs back. Unlike Google, remember I said Google, it gives you somebody else's website. You can't go and steal all that information. You can't copy and paste that information and now use it in your email newsletter. That would be theft because somebody's written that. But in this case, the AI has used its big brain and it's got all that information and data and it's given you the output. And that output is completely made up just for you, right? If I was to ask it a question and you were asking a question, it will give us slightly different answers, still with the facts, but all the words slightly different. So that output, now you can use it for your newsletters. You can use it to put on your website and everything like that. So again, AI essentially is what we call a language model where it's just using the words, it understands the words you give it, which is a big deal because, again, if I go back to my earlier example, it took a long time for it to understand the words that we, and especially because we all type differently, we all have different education levels. So now, though, the ChatGPT and all these advanced systems, they're very advanced that you can type in anything and it will feed you back an answer. And the most important thing, especially I think for us business owners out there, is we can use that information on whatever we want to. So if we're creating a Facebook ad, if we're creating an email to our customers, we can now use that information. Now, why should small businesses care about this? I mean, I don't think it's just for small businesses. I think like the artificial intelligence, where it's heading and where it is even now, is it's going to impact every single part of every single industry. This is not something where, you know, it's a phase or a fad. I know some people might think there's another phase that's out there. No. This is changing everything. Jeff Bezos just last week said that when they're looking at Amazon and all his companies, they're looking at a horizontal approach. What this means is that every single thing from customer service to engineering to computer, data analysts, you name it, it's going to have some effect with AI. So what can we do? Right? It's just like when we had the smartphone generation when it first came, right? Or when we had the internet that was, you know, online and many businesses decided, oh, you know, I'm not going to go down that path. I'm going to stay in the yellow. I'm going to stay in the phone pages, right? What ends up happening is if you don't adapt, unfortunately, and some businesses hang on, but unfortunately, if we don't adapt, then we don't boost our revenue. We don't keep up with the time. So it's very important for businesses. And this is a general rule. This is like a business 101 tool. It has nothing to do with AI. It's just in general when it comes to business, is that you always have to adapt your business. But something like this comes once in a lifetime. And I really do mean that. Once in a lifetime where you have this bit of tech that's changing everything and everyone. Now, you're probably thinking, oh, well, hold up, Shannon, you're just talking about, you know, changing of writing a few emails and writing a few Facebook posts, you know. Essentially, I have a marketing assistant that can do that. And you're right. But what we're saying here is, and what I'm going to teach is some of the basics of it. But what's actually happening is it's changing the complete dynamic. So instead of having a marketing team that helps you write, to help you write all your emails and your Facebook posts, you will now have a computer program that does it. And here's the catch, actually does it better for a lot cheaper. And I'm not trying to offend anyone out there that writes very good marketing copy. You know, this is someone that has a lot of passion for small business and I have a lot of passion for entrepreneurs. But the truth of the matter is the AI is that good and it's getting better every day. You know, there's this thing we call Moore's Law where, you know, they say every 18 months, things double in capacity and the computer chips to power all the technology, it shrinks, doubly shrinks. At this rate, we're going astronomically. So things are just getting better and better. And here's the catch as well, is that the more people use it, and now we have millions and millions of people using it, the more people use it, the better it gets, the better output it gets. Because remember, unlike Google, which just indexes, right, just finds a website, this is remembering. Right? It's remembering every input. It's remembering every web page, every data point. It's scouring through all the peer-reviewed articles. It's looking at the current trends. It knows everything. Now, this is not to scare you, and I think it's a it, it, don't go down that path of being scared or being worried about the AI. I think there's certain things that we can control and there's certain things we can't. But as business owners, we must take advantage of the tools that are available to us. Because at the end of the day, if I'm starting a business with some knowledge of AI, we don't have to be Mark Zuckerberg or Jeff Bezos, right? We just have to know some of the basic fundamentals, which hopefully you will get from this podcast series. If we know the fundamentals, it means that, you know, if I'm competing with you and we're a business and we start at the level, let's say we start a lawn mowing business. Now, you have to hire your marketer, so you're paying more money, there's more expenses. You have to hire all these extra people, an assistant to do this, do that, do this. And literally, I'm literally getting a ChatGPT subscription, which is $0, I might add, so it's free. And I'm one step ahead of you. It's as if somebody's given me a team of 20 people to begin my business with, and you're starting with zero. And it's an unfair advantage. Now, the good thing is that the information's out there for you to get that advantage. It's a privilege for me to be able to help, you know, hopefully help anybody that's out there that is still on that sort of cusp of whether or not they should learn this. The answer to that question, my friends, yes, you should, right? Now, I see this every day in my job. I have the amazing opportunity to see hundreds of business entrepreneurs. And I see this quite constant where you put an obstacle up and you might say, oh, AI, it's too advanced. Forget the buzz terms, forget the technology and you need to have all this technology knowledge, forget all that. Let's just strip it down to basics. And I ask this question, can you use Google? And if your answer is yes, I can use Google, which I might add is 93% of Australians, then you can use AI, right? Because it is built on the same foundations. The other thing is always remember that the businesses that are trying to make money out of AI, and again, this is a business podcast and we're all trying to make money. That's what we're doing. At the end of the day, the companies that build these AI platforms, they're trying to make it simple for everybody. They're not trying to make it advanced, right? So go on there. It takes a few minutes. You can make an account, chatgpt.com. And again, this is not a plug. We don't have any affiliation. Always do your due diligence. But at the end of the day, it's free and it costs you nothing to go on there. And you can go on there and you can sort of see what this buzz is about, right? And again, it's built just like Google. So if you know how to use Google, use ChatGPT. And I'd like to say, just on that note on why you should use it, I think not just for businesses, I think for everybody, just using it just in your normal life. I was at Officeworks the other day, and I was going to buy an iPad. I did buy one for my daughter, and I was Googling, and then I thought to myself, "Oh, Shannon, you know, we don't Google anymore. We use AI." So I went into the AI, I opened it up just like you open up Google, and I said, "You know, what's the best iPad?" You know, now the AI is not biased in any way. It's not trying to make money, you know, it's the program. Where the Google page, the Google indexed a website, I went to that website and they may or may not got an affiliate link, so they may have been paid to write, this iPad is better than that iPad, right? And again, may or may not. But the AI just told me straight, Shannon, I said, this is my daughter, this is what I'm doing, yada, yada, yada. Put all the information into it. And the AI said, Shannon, I think you should get this one. And it gave me all the information. And I was like, oh my God, you know, this is where it's going. And this is the very basic level. But if we start using it more in your everyday life and you start using it, especially for your business, because I think it's more of a necessity than maybe you should or you shouldn't, then I think you're going to see some massive outcomes. And not only that, is that you're going to be ahead of the game, especially above your competitors. So the tools I recommend trying, especially in the beginning, is going to be ChatGPT at the start. So chatgpt.com or openai.com, that's chat and then the letter GPT, T for Tom. So that's probably the best one just because it's free and that's what everybody sort of talks about. But you sort of give you an idea. Now remember, when you start, you're sort of starting at that basic rate, you're just sort of learning it, and then you're going to understand the concept of it, and then you can move on to more advanced tools. And we'll talk about that more in the future. But as you're looking at that and you're doing ChatGPT, just put in your business, for instance, and this is what I want you to do. You can just simply put in there, let's say I'm a lawn mowing business, and I'm going to say, you know, I have a lawn mowing business. It's located in Brisbane North. And can you give me some marketing ideas so I can get some new clients? That's all I want you to put in there, right? And you can type that how you wish, and you will see what happens. It will come out with 10 to 20 marketing ideas, and then you can ask it more questions. You can say, you know, what do you recommend I should do first? And then it will give you that answer. And what it's doing is it's using, again, the scope of information, which is wide and vast, and it's coming up with an answer that it believes is the most relevant. It's absolutely amazing. And I think if you just did those two steps and you can do something even more basic, you're going to find out that it opens up a world of opportunities. Because the truth of the matter is, and this goes for everybody out there, is that, you know, writing Facebook ads and writing Facebook posts, I mean, half the time just getting on your computer and say, I've got to write a Facebook post for my business. What do I put? And you sit there for an hour procrastinating. I know I do, right? Maybe it's only me, but I know I do. With this, it stops that. What should I do for my Facebook post? This is the promotion I got going, ChatGPT. What should I do? And it will say, hey, have you thought about doing this, this, or this? And you can say, okay, write me a Facebook post. And that's probably the next thing that I want to talk about, which is what they call prompting. You start hearing this word with AI all the time, prompting this. We can help you with your prompts. It's the word. It's another buzzword. All that is the words that you put into the search bar. Right. And if you can imagine, this thing is very intelligent, but it can't read your mind. So the concept here with the prompt is that we put the information in. The more information, so the more input we give the AI, the better output information we get out of it it's going to receive. If I just put, you know, lawn mowing business in Australia, best marketing ideas, it will give me a really good answer. There's no doubt. But if I want a better answer, something that's actually more tangible, if I give it the exact location, if I give it who's my target market, who is my normal customers, if I give my prices and all of this information, it's going to give me a better output, right? So prompting is just that. It's just what you put into the AI and then what you get out of it. So I just want you to remember that when you're doing it. I think the biggest thing is also, and the question that I get is, you know, what can I do this right now for my business? So I would say all your marketing can at least help. I'm not going to say completely take over, but as I've talked about before, the Facebook ads, the posts, your emails. If you're writing blogs for your website, it can help that, write blogs. If you're doing any newsletters or you're sending out emails to your customers, it can help that. And simply chatgpt.com, you don't even have to go to the paid version. I suppose a big question that I get is, oh, Shannon, what is the difference between the free and the paid? I think the free version, if you're just beginning, is fine. It does absolutely amazing stuff, and it really gives you an idea of what we're actually talking about here. But I think the paid version goes to the next level where we can download documents. You know, literally we can ask it, we can give it all the information, and we could say, you know, write me a business plan after we've given it the information, and then we can say download it to a PDF, and it will give us that if we have the paid version, and we can download it an actual document, which is amazing. Again, I find it, especially for when you first start, it is really like having a little marketing team there where you can just say, hey, ChatGPT, do this for me, and then it just spits out what you need. And I think that's what's important, is that A, it's cheap, in some cases free. B, it gives you that content that you desperately need. Unless you have an English degree and you're very, very good at writing, but I'll put my hand up, I'm not, and I never have been, right? I've used tools like this all my life to sort of help me, and there's nothing wrong with that, using these tools. And I want people listening to this in the business world to understand that this is going to help you. It's not going to hinder. It can help you with your website. It can analyze your website. So you can say, hey, Can you look at my website? Give me any tips or pointers. You know, I'm not getting any sales. And it can say, it will do a search of your website and will say, well, I think you need to do this, this, and this. And the other thing is that I'd always say is always remember that it is collecting data that's pre-existing, right? It's not new data. We haven't gone to that level yet, although there's a lot of talk that maybe in the future, in the very near future, we will, but that's a topic for another day. But essentially, it's getting pre-existing information. That's not a bad thing, because that pre-existing information is a lot of the times the same information you'll get from a digital marketer. But it's just to let you know that those that information that you're getting, always look at it, read it, and I say verify. Use, but verify. Look at it, make sure that it's correct, make sure you agree with it, and then you can use that information. And again, it can help you with all your emails, if your FAQs, anything that you need. Now, Google Gemini, which is sort of another AI, that's kind of built in. You probably notice now when you go Google something, it's kind of got the little AI bar up the top. So there's a lot of things that are coming out now, and you're going to see that in sort of everything. But I think to have that sort of leg up and at least be using it, the bare minimum, just starting out, you're going to see a vast improvement in your business and what it can actually do. So again, start with ChatGPT. Remember, if you can use Google, you can use the AI. Don't put that obstacle up. It can help you with all your marketing and all your emails, anything that's got words in it, right? I know that simplifies it down, but anything that's got words in it, the ChatGPT is going to be able to help you. There are many, many more things it can do, from videos to making images, and we're going to talk about that in the future series. But I just want everybody to give it a go. Get started, and hopefully the information presented here to you today can sort of help you get over that curve, because AI is not going anywhere. And today there's no time like today to give it a try. So again, thank you for listening. My name's Shannon. We'll be doing this podcast monthly. It's going to go on the 101.5 website, and then also. Remember, if you are struggling out there and need help, ETC is always willing to help small businesses in the community and do things like this. So thank you very much for your time.
And you can listen to all our daily interviews and podcasts on our 101.5fm.com.au website.